Thank you for tuning in to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort and hope.
There's a mountain in my life that only you can move. It's too high to climb, but Lord, I just refuse to let it shake my faith or get the best of me. I'll lift my eyes above this mountain that I see. I praise you here, I praise you now. In the middle of my circumstance, I know you have the power to make a new beginning, to bring me through somehow. But before you come and work your miracle, I praise you now. You have brought me through so much. How could I ever doubt that you are on my side? You'll always lead me out, turning all things for your glory when they can't be understood. No matter where I am, it's working for my good. I praise you here. I praise you now. In the middle of my circumstance, I know you have the power to make a new beginning, to bring me through somehow. But before you come and work your miracle, I praise you now. I praise you here. I praise you now. In the middle of my circumstance, I know you have the power to make a new beginning, to bring me through somehow. So before you come and work your miracle, so before you come and work your miracle, I praise you now.
I've never made a fortune. It's probably too late now. Oh, but I don't worry about that much, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, reaping better than I've sown. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help another bear his load. I'll keep drinking from my saucer, my cup has overflowed.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I don't have a lot of riches, and sometimes the going's rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all his blessings and the mercy he has shown. I'll keep drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, I thank God for all his blessings. My cup has overflowed.
He was led to Golgotha on the outskirts of town, there nailed to a rugged cross as his mockers gathered round. The sky spoke like thunder when he finally bowed his head. He who had given life now hung there dead. Then his mom and some friends came to carry him away. They were trying to speak through a broken heart that only tears could say. The sun said, cast no shadow on the world's darkest day. And with one last look, they laid him in the grave.
But I talked to him today, and my cares all fell away. He made me feel like life had just begun. He said, all of my trials can be turned into triumph through the victory that he's already won. And I talked to him today, and the comfort that he gave filled me with desire to tell the world that on Calvary he died, but right now he is alive. I know, because I talked to him today.
Mary Magdalene came breathless to the place where Peter lay. He was searching through his broken heart, trying to find the faith to pray. But as he heard her joyful story, his sorrow could not stay, and his hope sprang up through the words he heard her say.
She said, I talked to him today, just begun. He said, all of my trials can be turned into triumph through the victory that he's already won. And I talked to him today, and the comfort that he gave filled me with desire to tell the world to him today.
That on Calvary he died, but right now he is alive. I know,
because I talked to him today.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see.
Spring. be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. This is my Father's world. This is my Father's world.
If he can. the weight of the world upon his shoulders.
Shoulders.
I know, my brother, that he will carry you.
Oh,
if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders.
Shoulders.
I know, my sister, that he will carry you.
He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest.
Do, 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 do.
There is no problem too big God cannot solve it.
Do, do, do.
There is no mountain too tall. Storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it.
If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders,
shoulders,
I know, my sister, that he will carry you.
He will carry you.
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be.
Must be.
Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be.
Must be.
Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. The song of redemption is ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be.
Must be.
Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Jesus the Savior I met. Oh, what a tender kiss. Touched with sorrow, for I saw he bled for me. Oh, the sky was veiled in darkness, sudden trembling shook the ground, as the angry crowd was jeering, mocking Jesus all around. Then my Savior called to heaven, as I saw his love anew. Oh, my Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is finished, love, he cried. Oh, what love for me he died. In my stead he bled on Calvary. Once for all, Christ rescued me. Free salvation now he offers. Take his gift. Or hear his plea. On the bloody cross behold him, join his shout of victory. It is finished, loud he cried. Oh, what love for me he died. In my stead he bled on Calvary. Once for all, Christ rescued me. It is finished, loud he cried. Oh, what love for me he died. In my stead he bled on Calvary. Once for all, Christ rescued me. Once for all, Christ rescued me.
Out my arms, no one put nails in my hands. I'll never feel the weight of the world or carry that cross on my back. Nothing I do could ever repay that you did on that day. You took my place up there on that tree. You paid the price so that I could be free. died for me. Now I'm living for you. And Lord, that's the least I can do. You never sent me out on my own. But you just want me to believe. You took my place up there on that tree. You paid the price so that I could be free. You died for me. Now I'm living for you. And Lord, that's the can do.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
King of kings, Lord of lords, Prince of kings. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas.
It was
good for Paul and Silas.
It was
good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion.
And it's good enough for me.
It was good for Prophet Daniel.
It was good for Prophet Daniel.
It was good for Prophet Daniel. And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion.
And it's good enough for me.
Makes me love everybody.
Makes me love everybody.
Makes me love everybody. And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion.
And it's good enough for me.
It will take us all to heaven.
It will take us all to heaven.
It will take us all to heaven. And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time
religion.
Give me that old-time
religion.
Give me that old-time
religion.
And it's good.
Good enough for me. It's good enough for me.
Salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. To our Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires there have been granted in what he ordained?
Praise to the Lord that all that is in me adore.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Puzzle Solved. Jeremiah 32 verse 27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" More than 10 years ago, I was privileged to visit a small, thriving health evangelism school in the Dominican Republic. They had a cozy little campus filled with warm and enthusiastic staff and students. However, shortly after that visit, they lost their visionary leadership for the school, faced many struggles, and finally, the campus was nearly abandoned. Thieves entered the property and stole valuable wiring, fixtures, windows, and more. Snakes, wasps, bees, termites, and plants began to take over the once neat and attractive campus. After many years, one family returned and tried to rebuild, but discovered it was just too big of a task for them without assistance. So the board began contemplating its options for the future. Sell the property? Accept that the obstacles were just too big? Where could a leader be found who would not be intimidated by all the challenges? It was at this juncture that LIGHT, Lay Institute for Global Health Training, was contacted. "Can you do something to bring this campus back to life?" The plea touched my heart as I remembered its days of glory in the past, when it had impressed and changed the lives of so many people. How I would love to see the campus brought back to a vibrant, thriving condition. But this would be impossible without the right leader. I thought of the verses, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Jeremiah 32 verse 27, New King James Version. And, "Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12, New King James Version. During my devotional period that morning, I began to pray, earnestly asking God to bring the right person if He wanted us to do something there. Finally, I had peace in my heart, and I went about my day, nearly forgetting about my morning prayers. That afternoon, my cell phone rang. It was a gentleman who had served previously as a lifestyle centre director at Yuchi Pines, but had gone to do some health evangelism work in Central America for a few months and had returned to his home in Jamaica. After talking for a few minutes, he asked me, "Do you have any needs with LIGHT at the present?" "Do we? God was opening so many doors. There are always needs and opportunities for consecrated, experienced, quality individuals." So I began telling him of the current opportunities in the English-speaking world, as his original language is English. When I finished, he asked me, "Do you have any plans to start a school in the Dominican Republic?" I was filled with awe as I remembered then my prayer from the morning. With his background and experience, he would be perfect for this need. I shared with him about the call we had received, my prayers that morning, and the golden opportunity that was just waiting for a consecrated, willing volunteer. He responded, "I am interested." Looking back, it was God and God alone who put those pieces together that day. It has been 2 years now, and with miracle after miracle, the campus has been restored and the school is a vibrant place where God is transforming lives once again. He was handpicked by God to lead the school from desolation to life. When God does it, He does it perfectly. A reflection associated with this story comes from Education, page 22. The Garden of Eden was a representation of what God desired the whole earth to become. And it was His purpose that, as the human family increased in numbers, they should establish other homes and schools like the one He had given. Thus, in course of time, the whole earth might be occupied with homes and schools where the words and the works of God should be studied, and where the students should thus be fitted more and more fully to reflect, throughout endless ages, the light of the knowledge of His glory. Puzzle Solved was written by Linda Horner, Divisional Director for the Lay Institute for Global Health Training, LIGHT, located in South America. You can visit lightingtheworld.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Therefore, I challenge this idea with my story of the chocolate van road trip. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Many years ago, when I was studying for a doctorate at the University of Tasmania, I got word that my mother was quite ill. A friend had rung me, contacted me and said, "John, can you come home and help your mum?" I had a brother who was 6 years younger than me, who was also living with my mum. My dad had died many years before. And so I got permission from my supervisor to take some leave to go up help my mum. And I talked to my mum, and she felt it'd be really good if she could come down to Tasmania and be with me for a while, where I was there, could keep an eye on her for a while through this time. Now, as a full-time postgraduate student, although I was on one of the top research fellowships in Australia, I didn't have a lot of money to spare. And I had a budget at the time, this is in the early 1970s, to buy a vehicle up to $200. Now, back in those days, the vehicles were advertised in the paper only. We didn't have the internet, and they had different categories. So one of the lowest category were cars under $200. And so I caught the plane on a Sunday morning up to Sydney from Hobart, and I at the railway station, I bought a Sydney Morning Herald, which was where most of the vehicles in Sydney were advertised, and went to the used car section. And the reason, and I had a couple of things. I had no way of getting around. So one of the things that I required was that the car for sale needed to be near a railway station so I could get there. So I was based at Central Station. Also, I didn't want to buy from a car dealer as well. And so I wanted a private sale vehicle. So I began going through down the paper looking for vehicles that seemed to be. And I wanted to buy a little van because my mother wanted to bring some furniture with her and some personal items. We felt the best way to do this, we couldn't afford to have them shipped down there, was to buy a van. I would drive my mum down in the van and she could bring the things with her that she wanted to bring. So I was looking for a little van under $200. And every time that I came down, saw a vehicle that looked the right description, I prayed. And I prayed that God would, if it was not the right van, that either the people wouldn't answer or it would be away from a railway station, that the God would guide me to the right van. So every time I made a phone call, I prayed this specific prayer. And I went down. A lot of the times the phone didn't answer or the vehicle was nowhere near a railway station or the vehicle was being sold by a car sales yard or something like that. And so I was going down through my list. I came to this particular van. I remember it was a Bedford van, and I rang up, and yes, it was near a railway station. Yes, the person could pick me up from the railway station. And so I was very excited about this, and I caught the train out, and the person said, I'll meet you there in a blue Ford Mustang car. And I got off the train and walked down. This blue Ford Mustang pulled up with a man in a white shirt and tie, and I'd forgotten to check whether it was a car yard. Sure enough, he was from Joe's Car Sales. That wasn't the name, obviously. I can't remember the name. I was so disappointed. I thought, well, I'm here now. I might as well go. And I went and had a look at this van, and it was it had been a butcher's van. It was all rusty on the inside. I went to try and drive it, and the steering was so bad. And I can remember it was $195. It was just under the $200. And I thought to myself, my mum's a vegetarian. This is no good. I can't take my mum in this. It must be something. And I remember I thought, okay, I know I'm here. There must be a reason why I've made this mistake. I believe there was a reason. Why did God bring me here? But I didn't believe it was to buy this van. And so I said to the car salesman, I said, no, I'm not going to take the van. Can you take me back to the railway station? He took me back to the railway station. There was a phone booth nearby. And I thought to myself, hang on, I'm here now. Maybe I should look for phone numbers that are similar to that other one because they'll be in this area. So I went down, and there was another van advertised with a similar phone number. And I rang the company up, and they said, yes, we're actually a garage, and this is a vehicle that's been repaired, but the owner can't afford the repair, so we're selling it. And I said, where are you? And they said, well, we're not very far away. Just catch bus number such and such, and we're the third stop from where you are. So I caught the bus and got out, and you wouldn't believe it, it was a chocolate delivery van. It was a Fiat van. It was all fully lined and insulated. It was a beautiful little van. It was $160 there. And so I bought the van and drove up to get my mum. So I thought that was a real answer to prayer. But we needed some tyres, had four bald tyres on it. And so we went to a local tyre place, and as I pulled in, and the guy came out and had a look, and he said, well, it'll be such and such. It was going to be quite expensive to buy new tyres, and I really was exceeding my budget. But he said, look, we've just had a person come in with a new Valiant that want to put mag wheels on it. We've got a set of four tyres, which you can have for $20. And so we got four new tyres on our van for $20. So I packed my mother in the van, and we prayed for safe travelling. And we were travelling from Newcastle down to Melbourne to catch the ferry on the main highway. As we were passing through one of the outer suburbs of Sydney, I heard whop, 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 whop. And I thought, oh, no, sounds like a flat tyre. And I pulled over onto the side of the road, and sure enough, I had a flat tyre. And I went round the back and undid the back compartment where the spare tyre was in the van. I hadn't checked this. There was no spare wheel, no spare tyre. What were we going to do? And remember, this was well before mobile phones, back in the early 70s. And as I looked across the road, we'd got our flat tyre in front of a tyre dealer. a tyre repair place. So I went across the road. The guy simply wheeled the jack across the road, jacked our car up, fixed the tyre, and we're on our way. And we arrived down at the ferry. But I only had enough money for a deck chair on the ferry. I didn't have enough money for a cabin. I'd kept some money extra so we had enough money to buy the fuel that we needed to continue our journey. And when we got on the boat, my mum was feeling really not well. And she said, John, I can't sit up all night. Please, can you try and get a cabin? Now, I hadn't booked a cabin. And so I went to the bursar and he said, well, look, we are fully booked, but just come and see us after the boat has left. Come and see. And if there's a cabin vacant, we'll let you have that. Well, I did that after the boat left and it turned out there was somebody that didn't make it. There was a vacant two-berth cabin. And I asked how much extra that was going to be. And I still remember it was just $5. It was five. Now, remember, this is back in the 1970s, so that's a lot of money back then, more than it is now. And that was the amount of money that I had left to buy fuel. So I bought the cabin, and I can still remember walking back from the bursar's office praying, Lord, how are we going to get home? I'm going to have to get fuel. And as I walked along praying with my head down, and it was in a very busy passageway on the boat, in the centre of the boat, I saw this piece of folded paper on the ground right over against the wall, sort of in a corner where they went round a corner. And I bent down and picked it up, and it was a folded up $5 note. The Lord provided for us on that journey. These stories remind me that we have a God who can provide for us in our times of need in so many ways. We can trust him and turn to him, and I praise the Lord for that. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Have a great day.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.